We are in the Sivo Shalom Parshat Behar on the piece Ma Inyan Shmita, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Says the Sivo Shalom, quoting the pasuk, bottom two lines of the page. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Hashem says to Moshe on Har Sinai. And so it's very interesting, and this is what Rashi is going to comment on, that this Parsha opens up with Hashem says to Moshe on Har Sinai. And the question is, all of the mitzvot, since the middle of Sefer Shmot, were given on Har Sinai. So Rashi asks, Uberashi b'shem Chazal, Rashi asks, Ma inyan shmita itzel Har Sinai? In every other mitzvah, and there have been hundreds of mitzvot given over since we got to Har Sinai in Parsha Yitro. From Parsha Yitro till now, all the way in the end of Sefer Vayikra. It says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limor, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limor. Why? Why is it Dafka say? Said Ask Rashi, Ma Inyan Shmita El Tzar Sinai. Why specifically by the mitzvah of Shmita does the Torah, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu Dafka emphasize that Shmita was given over at Har Sinai? They were all given over at Har Sinai. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What's the significance of the fact that Shmita, of all the other mitzvot that were given at Har Sinai, was given at Har Sinai? The Chaim Tzarich Beor, we also have to understand, Madua Matkila Pasuk, The pasuk says after that, that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, when you come to the land, you will have a Shabbos, you'll have a rest for the land, for Hashem. It should have said earlier, on top of the next page, for 6 years you will plant in your fields, and for 6 years you will prune your vineyards. And then, on the seventh year, your field you will not plant, and your vineyard you will not prune. What's the significance of emphasizing that the land will have a rest for God? Just give me the halacha. Tell me, for 6 years you can work the fields, and then for the seventh year you can't work the field. What's this emphasis of? And the land will have a Sabbath for God. What's the meaning of those words? What's the use of those words? What's the impact of those words? Next paragraph. We have to understand. The whole reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the entire world for Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is going to be a holy nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the world for us, for the Jews to live up being that holy nation to God. Ukamro, as it says, Vatem tiuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us at Har Sinai, we've left Mitzrayim, we're born as a nation, but we become Hashem's people. We commit to that relationship at Har Sinai, and at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, Vatem tiuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You will be to me a kingdom of kohanim and a kadosh people, a holy people. That's who we're meant to be. It's our identity. It's what makes us Klal Yisrael. We're a goy that's kadosh. We're an am that's kadosh. Kidoshim tiyu. Just a few parshas ago, Parsha Kedoshim, the central command in the entire Torah, Kedoshim to you, you must be Kadosh. Ki Kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, because I Hashem am Kadosh. Our charge had to have Kedusha, to be Kadosh. V'hainu, Sha'yud shel Klal Yisrael, hi Kedusha. The whole goal, the whole destiny of Klal Yisrael, the destination of Klal Yisrael, the goal of Klal Yisrael, is to achieve a reality of Kiddusha. That's what we're meant to strive for. That's what we're meant to achieve. We'll talk about this more. Those who are in Seder Vav, we're going to talk about it more in the context of the Chumash itself. But the idea thereof, it's literally central. What are the first two books of Chumash? Bereshit and Shmot. What are the last two books? Bamidbar and Devarim. What's the center Sefer? Vayikra. What's at the center of the center Sefer? Kiddushin. Kiddusha. It's literally the centerpiece of Torah. What's the center of reality? We talked about this last night. What's the center of reality? The center of the physical world? Harabait, Beis HaMikdash, and the center is, somebody said it? Not just the Kodesh, Kodesh HaKodashim. Because the Torah is the blueprint of the world. And what's the centerpiece of Torah? Kedoshim, Kedusha. So what's the centerpiece of the world? The Kodesh HaKodashim. It's an amazing thing, we don't talk about it enough. And it's a very, very misunderstood term, difficult to engage with. But we have to engage it and we have to understand it. What is Kedusha? To understand what Kedusha is really about. Because the whole Torah, the whole world, the centerpiece of reality, the centerpiece of why we're here, it's all Kedusha. The goal is Kedusha. And everything revolves around that. And that's what he says here, the whole destiny of Klal Yisrael. Vatem Tiuli, we're told, right, we're about to become God's people. Why are we becoming God's people? Vatem Tiuli, Mamlechet Kohanim Megoy Kadosh. We need to be a holy people. That's the goal. Ukedusha, and this concept of Kedusha, of this elevated holiness, to use an empty English word, this elevated reality of holiness. Ukedusha Yeshna, Be'olam, Shana, V'nefesh. The concept of Kedusha exists on all levels of reality. The two primary levels of reality that we're familiar with because we can engage with in a physical level, that we can detect with our senses, space and time. And then there's the metaphysical level, which we can't detect with science. We never will be, because it's, by definition, that which can't be detected by our physical senses. The spiritual dimension of reality. That's framed in Kabbalah as Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Olam means world, that's space. Shana, year, is time. And Nefesh, soul, is the spiritual dimension of reality. And what he's saying here is there's an elevated level. There's an elevated reality. Sorry, there's an elevated element, a Kadosh element, a holy element on all three layers of reality. In Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, there's a reality of Kedusha within each dimension. Dikashira Kedusha, Makifat, Kol Gimul Achalakim, Bikedushata Makom, Azman Va Nefesh, that when Kedusha encompasses all three of these aspects, we successfully create, engage a reality of Kedusha in space, time, and spirituality and soul. As he shleimut ha-kedusha, that's the ultimate kedusha. That's perfect kedusha, because it's kedusha on every level of reality. That's ultimate kedusha. V'lachin, and therefore, natana kadosh baruch hu liYisrael et eretz Yisrael, and that's why kadosh baruch hu gave klal Yisrael eretz Yisrael, which we're zocha to be learning in right now. Never forget that while you're here, and never forget it when you go. That you got to come back. This is the uniqueness of this space, the uniqueness of this land. It's a land that's kadosh. It's a land that's inherently holy. Kedusha tiyelahem, kedushat ha-makom. So that way we have kedusha on a level of space. It's incredibly powerful. You know, we just came past, I don't know if you knew, you noticed, but we just got past, right, all of the Israeli holidays. We got past the central Israeli holiday of Yom HaTzma'ut. And it's very, very beautiful and very important to recognize the siyata d'shmaya that's necessary for us to have Medinat Yisrael, to have a Jewish state, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu organizes things in such a way that after 2,000 years, Jews can come back to Eretz Yisrael, to their home, to a Jewish state, and that's very beautiful. But amongst all of the back and forth about Medinat Yisrael, and sadly, all of the machloket, and not because I think that both, I understand aspects of both sides, and I relate to, honestly, aspects of both sides of the machloket around Yom HaTzma'ut. When you get it, I'm being honest, we're on recording, whatever, I don't care. I'm at the stage of my life, just be honest. It always frustrates me, because all the speeches and all the propaganda and all of the things that you had here and that we had in the other place and that happens everywhere every year, it all revolves around Medinat Yisrael. And it always makes me sad that we argue about the aspects of Medinat Yisrael, some to one extreme, which is problematic, and honestly some to the other extreme, which is problematic. Pick your side. I think the answer is somewhere in between. Always think the answer is somewhere in between. But that we never talk about one thing that we can all agree on. The Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. The Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. Where I fall on the spectrum of Zionism doesn't matter, and it's none of your business, but it also doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The reason why I wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, the reason I wanted to make Aliyah, is because That's what the Torah says you have to do. Forget about the Aliyah piece. Because of Kiddushat Haaretz. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift. And that's what this parsha is emphasizing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift called Eretz Yisrael. We can also separately talk about Medina Yisrael. But he gave a... There's no machloket. Unless you're Satmar. There's no machloket. Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. There's a space. There's a reality of space. Before there was a Medina and after there was a Medina. There's a reality of space that we're in right now, that we're standing on right now, that we're living in right now, that we're learning in right now. It's kadosh. It's holy. In a way that no other land is kadosh. By being here, you're immersing yourselves in a mikvah of kedusha called Eretz Yisrael. This isn't a like Zionistic take on Chumash. It's called reading Pshat. I don't understand how anybody can open up a Chumash and not at least struggle with the idea of what Eretz Yisrael means. Sefer Bereishis, what happens? Bereishit, Noah, Lech Lecha, what's it the journey to? To find Avraham. The first thing told to the first Jew is, Lech Lecha, go to Eretz Yisrael. And where does he get to? Like a pasuk later, he arrives. And then what happens? We have to do that nationally, and so we leave and go to Mitzrayim. What's the rest of the story of Chumash from Shmot through Vayikra to Vamibar to Devarim? It's the journey from Mitzrayim to the border of Eretz Yisrael. And that's where Torah ends. And that's it. The whole story of Chumash is the journey to Eretz Yisrael. And one needs to understand on a literal level, on a Kedusha level, and also on a metaphorical level, on a metaphysical level. True. What does Eretz Yisrael mean? What does it mean to journey to Eretz Yisrael on a metaphysical level also? And Achinami, for sure. But to recognize the depth. And again, I feel more comfortable saying this after Yom HaAtzmaut, because I got in trouble when I said it before Yom HaAtzmaut last year. But saying it after Yom HaAtzmaut, because not to deny anything else, but to just emphasize the other side of it. The Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. We're living right now, even if it's just for a year, you're living right now in a makom of Kiddusha. A reality of space that on a spiritual level is inherently holy. Take that in. Take that in while you're here. Take that in as you leave. And if you're Zocha, make sure it brings you back. Kiddush on a level of space. Kimochen, so too. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in the Kuzari says, She'inyan Eretz Yisrael la'am Yisrael, hu kidugmat ha'kerem shegidulo matzliach rak bahar. He says that Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael is like a kerem. It's like a vineyard, which can only grow properly on the side of a mountain. Ve'omnam, gam bahar tzarich lizroa, v'la avod et hakerem kedei sheyatzliach. Even if you know that the vineyard is only going to be successful if you plant it on a mountain. So what do? You go and plant it on a mountain, and you come back 6 months later, and what's there? Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because even when you plant it on the mountain, you still need to plant and to work the land, and to tend to it, and to help it grow. Even if you successfully plant it where it's supposed to be planted. If you want it to be successful, you still have to tend to it. I was either a student or a cat, and I'm not sure. Achamakom mesugal lehatzlachat hakerem huahar. But the only way for that vineyard to be successful is if it's on the mountain. Al derech zed, what's the nimshal? Kol ha'atzlacha shel Klal Yisrael. The whole success of Klal Yisrael. Kedushat Klal Yisrael is the kedush of Klal Yisrael. V'toratam, v'avodatam, v'ashrat ha'shchina b'hem. The kedush of Klal Yisrael, the Torah of Klal Yisrael, the avoda of Klal Yisrael, the resting of the shchina on Klal Yisrael. On a certain level, he says, I never looked at the piece beforehand. He's saying this, not me. Himarak be'eris Yisrael. The primary way that happens is only in Eretz Yisrael. If you're gonna say the words, if you're gonna sing the song, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah. Torah comes from Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha comes from Eretz Yisrael. When we have a Beit Hamikdash, where does the Shechina rest? It's the Shechina rests on the Beit Hamikdash. So where does the world get its Shechina from? From Eretz Yisrael and Makom Hamikdash and Yerushalayim and Yeratika. That's where it comes from. The reality, the depth of connectivity that's accessible here and inherent here. Again, what he's saying here is, it's not that it comes for free. Trust me, and it doesn't take long to look around Eretz Yisrael. You can find it. You don't have to look too hard. There are plenty of places, lo aleinu, litza'areinu, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is not Kedusha, where there are Jews who are not living in a Kadosh way, where there isn't Torah, where there isn't Hashra'at HaShchina, Bichlal. But if you want Torah, if you want Avoda, if you want Hashra'at HaShchina, if you're committed to Kedusha and Ruchnius in that way, where can you truly achieve it? Where is the fertile ground to make sure that it grows properly? Those metaphysical things like Torah, Avoda, and Shechina? Right here in Eretz Yisrael. What doesn't mean, Chas v'Shalom, you can't have it in Chutz La'aretz. You can't. And you can grow a vineyard in less than ideal conditions. But where can we truly thrive? Where can we truly have that Kedusha that can give? What do you fertilize Avodat Hashem with? You fertilize it with the soil of Eretz Yisrael. That's the most fertile ground to plant it in. That's where you're most matzliach, if that's where you want to grow. You can in Chutz La'aretz. Chas v'Shalom lo aleinu, not to say that all the people who are here are going back and all the people who are listening who are there. Of course, you can and you will continue to learn and continue to Avodat Hashem and continue to feel the Shekhinah. Of course, 100%. But not like you. So annoying. But not like here. Not like in the place where there's inherent Kedusha in the Makom itself. That's in Kedushat HaAretz. U'Kedushat HaZman, in terms of Kedusha and time, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us? If you can't see this coming in May, you really haven't been a night sitter, right? What's the Kedusha in the realm of time? Kedushat HaZman, Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael et HaShabbat. Has to be Shabbos. That's the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in time. Shima Ayana Kedusha. It's the wellspring of Kedusha. Shabbos is Kulo Kedusha. Shabbos Kodesh. Ukimo Dichtiv. As it says in the Pasuk, all the way in the beginning of Bereishis. Vayivarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Kedusha to Shabbos. It's the first time Kedusha appears in Torah. The Ma'ayan of Kedusha. The wellsprings of Kedusha are Shabbos Kodesh. V'ita b'reishis chokhma. It says in the Sefer Reishis chokhma. Perush v'yikadesh oto. What does it mean v'yikadesh oto? He sanctified it. Again, these English words mean nothing. He sanctified it. He gave it kedusha. Shabbos kodesh yamayan u'mekor kedusha d'chol yiranei kedusha shel am Yisrael shetzachlit yudo liot goy kadosh. That the wellspring of kedusha, of all kedusha and all aspects of kedusha for Klal Yisrael, which is the goal of what it means to be a Jew, it's all coming from Shabbos Kodesh. V'yal kedushat ha-nefesh, that's Shabbos. That's the reality of living in Shabbos. And again, for those who can't be in Eretz Yisrael, you may not be able to engage kedushat ha-makom in that way for the time that you're not here. But we all have access to kedushat ha-zman. Kedushat ha-zman. We all have access to Shabbos Kodesh no matter where we are in the world. That's like the famous line, right? More than Jews keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps the Jews. The Kedusha of Shabbos, wherever we are, now, wherever we're going to be, we always have an oasis of Kedusha. In a world of Tuma, we have an oasis of Kedusha, an island of Kedusha called Shabbos Kodesh, once a day, every week. To live in it, to be in it, to engage it. And same thing, it's fertile ground in time. You can go through Shabbos and you can miss it. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Shabbos no matter what. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how much Shabbos comes into us, that depends on how much of a kli, a vessel we make of ourselves to take in Shabbos, to bring Shabbos in. It's Kadosh time and it's going to happen automatically. But how much do I take in? Do I quickly light Shabbos candles 1 minute before Shkia, mumble out the bracha and then move along, annoyed that I can't WhatsApp or message on my phone anymore for the next 25 hours? Or 18 minutes before Shabbos, in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes before Shabbos. 18 minutes before Shabbos, I go, and I light the Shabbos candles, and I take a minute first, and I meditate and reflect. And then I say Yehi Ratzon, and I light the Shabbos candles, and I take in the oraganos that I'm bringing out, and I say a tefillah afterward, and I daven for children, and I daven for Talmidei Chachamim, and I daven for... And I take in Shabbos. And then next to the candles, I then daven Kabbalah Shabbos, talking from your perspective, right? I go to shul, and you go and daven Kabbalah Shabbos. What is Kabbalah Shabbos? So you say, why do you spell Kabbalah Shabbos? K-A-B-B, right? No. Kuf, Bet, Lamed, Taf. Kabbalah Shabbat, Lekabel. Ze Kabbalah Shabbat. We don't have any Kabbalah of anything else. There's no Kabbalah Shachris. There's no Kabbalah Yom Tov. Shabbos Dafka, just have the time, sit there, reflect. We're in the highest Kedusha of Zman. Be Mekabel it. It's already there. We're living in it. So what do you need to do? Just be Mekabel it. Just open yourself to it. Accept it. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your soul to Shabbos a little bit. Be Mekabel Shabbat. Daven Mariv. Sing Shalom Aleichem. Sing Eish Eschayil. If you're me, to your Eish Eschayil and to Shabbos. If you're you, just to Shabbos. Sing Eish Eschayil to Shabbos. Sing Zmiros at the table. Tell Divrei Torah. Bask in the Kedusha of Tan. A Kedusha that is inherently coming out in a reality of time. Kedushat HaZman. The third one, a few lines from the bottom of the paragraph. V'al Kedushat HaNefesh. And in terms of the Kedusha on the spiritual, on the soul level, spirituality of the Kedusha of soul. Ne'emra mitzvat kedoshim tiyu. Ve'anshei kodesh tiyun li. That's the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu. That's the mitzvah of being kadosh. That's the mitzvah of ve'anshei kodesh tiyun li. That you will be kadosh to me. That's the mitzvah. Where's the Kedusha of Nefesh? You. Me. A Jew has the inherent capacity for Kedushat HaNefesh. We inherently have an inner ruchnius that can connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a totally different way if we engage with our inner Kedusha, our inner ruchnius, an elevated level of Nefesh, an elevated level of soul that is the Jewish soul, the Pintel Yid, the Jew inside of us. The chelek eloka mima'al, whatever terminology you want to lose, the godly peace that's inside of us. We have that kedusha tanefesh. We have an elevated kedusha on the level of soul, just by being a Jew. And same thing, lo aleinu, I can still ignore that and I can miss it, or I can tend to it, and care for it, and develop it, and just let the kedusha in me come out. Again, anywhere in the world, and any time of the year. I could be in Chutz La'aretz on a Tuesday, but I'm a Jew, and I may not have Kedushat HaZman, and I may not have Kedushat HaMakom, but a Jew on a Tuesday in Chutz La'aretz still has Kedushat HaNefesh, and I can always bring that out. Always live the Kedushat HaNefesh. Bring out more and more and more of the inherent Kedusha that's inside of me because I'm a Jew, because I'm part of that Am Kadosh, of that Mamlekat Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. V'zoi shleimuta kedusha. But what's ultimate kedusha? What's a perfect blend of kedusha? A perfect storm of kedusha? A shleimus, a completion of kedusha? Tomorrow night, you, on Shabbos, right here. A Jew on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael is the highest there is. It's the highest there is. Kedusha tanefesh. Kedushat HaZman, Kedushat HaMakom. The highest shalim level of Kedusha that you can have. Zeshle, it's the complete Kedusha. Kasher mitzdarfim yachad. When we unify together, we bring together Kedushat HaMakom, v'Kedushat HaZman, v'Kedushat HaNefesh. Al yidei zeh mitkayemet ha-tachlit sheratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'amo Yisrael. This, there we establish the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Kol Yisrael. V'akavanah ha-elyona shel habriyash Yisrael yu goy kadosh. And the ultimate goal of what it means to be a goy kadosh. When I, as a Jew, who's kadosh, am in Shabbos, which is Shabbos Kodesh, in the Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael. Every aspect that I add elevates me. But when I can bring all three together, how the much more so. Tomorrow night, reflect on that. That you're in a shleim, that you're in the perfect storm for Kedusha. Again, you still have to tend to it. You have to bring it out. Your inner Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shabbos. Not you have to bring out Kedusha of Shabbos. You have to accept the Kedusha of Shabbos. And bring out the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But this is where it can happen. This is how it can happen. Next paragraph. Uvikabalat Torah behar Sinai. And when the Torah was accepted on Har Sinai, Hayu kol elu hamadrigot shel kedusha. There were all three of these levels of kedusha at the same time. How was there kedushat hamakom? We weren't in Eretz Yisrael. We were in the desert. Kedushat HaMakom Haita Behar Sinai. We were at Har Sinai, and Har Sinai at that time was Kadosh. Shin Kadesh Be'oto Sha'ah. That was Kadosh at that time. Kemo Dichtiv, as it said, Hagvel Et Ahar VeKidashto. Make a fence around, make a barrier, a boundary around Har Sinai, and it will become holy. Kol Anogea Behar Motimat. Anybody who touched it would die because it was fiery with Kedusha. Do we go and visit Har Sinai now? Anybody ever been to Har Sinai? Isn't that weird? Why not? It's Kadosh. It's not Kadosh. So we're not, there's no even reason to go and search for it. Har Sinai was only Kadosh for Matan Torah. And then the Kedusha left. That's why we don't even put an emphasis on it. There's an emphasis on Har Sinai. It was only Kadosh for Matan Torah. But during Matan Torah, it had a Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu imbued it with Kedusha during Matan Torah. And then it left. So there was Kedusha at HaMakom. Ve'av Shaita Zo Rak Kedusha L'Shaita. Even though it was only a temporary Kedusha, at that time, there was a Kedusha to Har Sinai that was, it wasn't just a mountain anymore. It was Mamish Kadosh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're about to mekabel the Torah. We need a purely Kadosh reality for the Torah to come into the world. So he imbued Har Sinai for that time with Kedusha to create a reality of Kedusha Makom for Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. V'chein ha'ita az Kedushat Zman. And so too at that time there was Kedusha of Zman. There was Kedusha in the realm of time. K'mo shamru Chazal say, U'dechulei alma b'shabas nitna Torah li Yisrael ki lekabalat Torah ha'ita dorsha gam Kedushat Zman. It's actually fascinating. You would think the opposite. They would argue on what day it was. They don't. There's a machloket in the Gemara on what date Matan Torah was. Meaning, according to some opinions, Matan Torah was not on Vav Sivan. And the answer is, we don't really care. Why? Because how is Shavuos defined? How is Matan Torah defined? 50 days after Pesach. That's the significance. And there is significance that for all generations now, it is on Vav Sivan. And what is Vav Sivan about? That it's Tafka, what does the Vav do? Vavachibor, ani ve'ata. A vav in Hebrew connects things together. That it's dafka given on vav sivan, a day of chibor, a day of connection, binding together. The Torah binds us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not to minimize the significance of that. But there's a machloket in the Gemara. What date was it given on? But even though they argue what date, everybody in the Gemara agrees. Oh, but it was Shabbos. I don't know if Shabbos that year was the 5th, I don't know if it was the 6th, but it was a Shabbos. Because it has to be Shabbos. For the Torah to be given, there has to be Kiddushat HaMakom. For the Torah to be given, there has to be Kiddushat HaZman. So Har Sinai had to be Kadosh at that time. It had to be given on the Shabbos according to all opinions. And Vadayu Kiddushat HaNefesh, top of the next column, second line. Ukiddushat HaNefesh, Hayita Bechlal Yisrael, that came from us. We were there at Har Sinai on Shabbos to receive the Torah. Shepaskazu HaMatan, that not only are we inherently Kadosh, but at Har Sinai, we went through the process that we're in right now, Sfiras HaOmer, one day at a time, purifying ourselves, removing all impurities, and then which we were blasted at Har Sinai, all the impurities went away. We weren't just Kadosh, we were Jews, we were the most Kadosh Jews that could be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued us with that Kadosh, we worked for it over the course of Sfiras HaOmer, but we were Kadosh at that time. We were Kadosh. Shabbos is Kadosh. Har Sinai is Kadosh. Ani amarti Elokim atem uvini alon kuchem. HaKadosh Baruch says, I said, you're godly, Elokim atem, you're godly at Har Sinai, because you're so Kadosh. Uvini alon kuchem, you're like the children on high. Shayu as kemalachim, because mamish at Har Sinai, we were like malachim, we were like angels. Ve'af lemala mimadrigata malachim. And even higher than the malachim, even higher than the angels. Kimo shamar Rav HaKadosh, Rav Baruch Mimezhbesh. As Rav Baruch Mimezhbesh says about the Mamar Chazal, Kol dibor v'dibor shiatza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chazru Yisrael achorehen, yud bet mil, v'ayu malachei asharet, madadin otam, sheneemar, malachei tzvakot, yidudim, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at our Sinai, every single time he said a word, mamash, our souls flew out of our bodies. We flew back 12 mil, and the Malachi Asharit had to come, and they helped them come back. As it says, the Malachi Asharit, the Malachim came. Al tikre yidudin ela yidid yidadun. That they helped them, mamish, come back to where they were. Uperush acher, B'chag HaShavuot nitlahev harav HaKadosh upam achat. Meaning that mamash at our Sinai, the words that we heard were so kadosh, we were mamash blasted back. That was the kedusha we felt. We were hired the malachim. We heard the words. They blew us back. And what happened? The malachim tended to us. They pushed us forward. They brought us back. We're mamish in a different. We're even higher than malachim at our Sinai. Upam achat. And there was one time b'chag HaShavuot on Shavuos. Nitlahev Rav HaKadosh, Rav Baruch, there was one time Rav Baruch Mamish was like on fire. And he said, Be'et Amirata Torah, V'tza'ak, during Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos, and he yelled out, Ezo Ha'aza Ha'ita Lahem L'malachei HaSharet, L'geshet L'gufim HaKadoshim Shiso Be'et Ahi. What did he say? He's standing there at Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos, and reading about Matan Torah. And what happens? Rav Baruch gets up, wow! How amazing that the Malachim got to touch the physical bodies of Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. What a schus. What a schus for the Malachim that they got to touch the physical bodies of Klal Yisrael Har Sinai when they pushed them back. Because you were on such an elevated level. Because you were so pure at Har Sinai. The ultimate Kiddushat HaNefesh. U'beyor HaKarkach, and he explained afterwards, Di'edidun hu milashon dad. Shekol avodat ha-malachim inikata meha'avdut shel Yisrael. He explained, utilizing the shoresh of the word here, he explained that they mamish, the malachim were like drawing the nutrients, like a baby's drawing from the mother. They were mamish like suckling the nutrients from us, the malachim from us, from the avod of Klal Yisrael, because we were on such a high level at that time. V'kevan sheparchan nishmatan, and since their souls came out of them, of the Jews, v'chazru la'achorehem, and they flew back. Ne'etzra kol avodat ha-malachim. The second, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and our souls flew out of our bodies, what happened? All of the avodat ha-malachim stopped. They all stopped. Al kein lo ha'ita lahem breira, v'ayu muchrachim laredet la'achayotam la'achziratam l'shuv l'makomam. They had no choice. Why are the malachim here? They're here for us. The malachim are here like Derech Hashem, right? Hashem, Tov, Zulato. It's all about Klal Yisrael. It's all about humanity, which eventually becomes Klal Yisrael. And everything else is Tafel, including the malachim. And so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael flew out, what happened? The malachim are going to cease to exist. They freaked out. Because if we all die, there's no Klal Yisrael, there's no world, there's no malachim, there's no nothing. And so they ran and shoved our souls back into our bodies. Because we're the whole reason that everything exists. They stopped because if they kept going, they wouldn't be. And so it was a schus for them to even touch our bodies. The imamish run down to push our souls back into our bodies. Shim lo ken hayta nifseket kol avodat ha-malachim. V'haynu, and all of this is to say, shekedushat ha-klal Yisrael, hayita as kol gvoha yoter min ha-malachim. That again, the kedushat ha-nefesh at Matan Torah of Klal Yisrael was even higher than malachim. Our kedushat at the time is even greater than the malachim. V'nimsa, shekabalat Torah, and it comes out of this, that a kabbalah Torah, hayita, shleimut ha-kedusha b'makom, bazman, uvanefesh. And Matan Torah, we had that complete kedusha of nefesh, klal Yisrael, zman, Shabbos Kodesh, and makom, har Sinai. Shirak mikoach shleimut zo, hayita re'uya liot kabbalat Torah, that only through that can we have kabbalah Torah. And that's why in the same way, again, Mizrach Hashem, try to enter into these realms this Shabbos. Anybody who's here, if you're here this Shabbos, you have Kiddushat Nefesh, you're a Jew. Kiddushat Azman of Shabbat and Kiddushat of Eretz Yisrael. Internalize that. Open up a Sefer this Shabbos and learn a full reality of Kiddushah. Right? You only have a few Shabbos left. You only have a few Shabbos left. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. There are guys I know who, when it came to this point in the year, no sleep. If they nodded off for an hour, fine. But for a couple of weeks, no sleep. They said, I can sleep when I go back to Chutz La'aretz. Now I can learn. I can sleep when I go back to Chutz La'aretz. And they sit in the base. I know guys like this. And I understand where they're coming from. To be here is such a schus. To learn Torah here. And on Shabbat is such a schus. It's such a kedusha. Embrace that. At least show up to all your shurim. Right? At least show up to all your shurim. But I'm saying even more than that, to open up a sefer that you don't normally open. To learn at a time you don't normally learn. All of the other shtiyot, the family stuff and the internet and the WhatsApping and the guys and whatever it is, wherever you're holding, I don't care. Say it wherever you're holding. Push this aside a little bit. There's a few weeks left. Drink every moment of Kedusha that you have here. Kedusha ta nefesh, Kedusha ta zman, Kedusha ta makom. How does this come back to Shemitah on Har Sinai? So let's pull it together. Last paragraph on this page. You don't have the last page. There's a few more lines on the last page, but we'll go all the way till the end. But then we're on the last paragraph on Kuf Chaf Bet. V'alpize, yesh la'avin ha'psukim. Now we can understand the psukim at the beginning of the parsha. Ki tavo el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, asher oninotein lachem, which I gave to you, v'shav ta ha'aretz shabbat la'ashem, and the land has a Shabbos, meaning on, we understand it on Shabbos, the land has a rest. But the land has a Shabbos. What does it mean the land has a Shabbos? Ki mevoar, she'inyan bi'at ha'aretz, the reason why we come to Eretz Yisrael, she'bichdei she'yuchlu Yisrael lahagia, we come here in order to have that shleimus in kedusha, that complete kedusha of soul, space, and time. For that, we need kedusha zamakom. Also, we need kedusha ta'aretz. We need Eretz Yisrael. Vine kedusha ta'makom shel Eretz Yisrael, and the kedusha of space of Eretz Yisrael nimshechet mikedusha ta'zman. It comes from the Kedusha of time, Shel Shvi'it, Shu Bechinat Shabbat. The ultimate Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes when? This year? On Shemitah. And what is Shemitah? It's Shabbos. It's the Shabbos of the land. The elevated Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from the land's Shabbos. On the seventh year, Shabbat LaHashem. It's the Shabbos, it's the Kedushat HaZman of the Kedushat Makom. It's an incredible thing. Even more so, why to take advantage of this year? You're living in the Kedushat Hazman of the Kedushat Makom. It's an incredible thing. Sheyesh Bakoa Kedushat HaShabbat. This year, in a Shemitah year, in a year of Shemitah, the land also has the Kedusha of Shabbos. Ukishem Shabbos Kodesh. Yesh Koach HaKedusha. Shima'ayanu Makor HaKedusha. And just like on Shabbos Kodesh, there's a strength to the Kedusha, that it's Mamish the Ma'ayan, it's the wellspring and the source of Kedusha. Kach Shvi'it hi Shabbat Ha'aretz. So too is Shemitah. It's a Shabbos of Eretz Yisrael. Shimakor ha-kidusha, that it's the source of Kedusha. Uviladeha lo titachin Kedushat ha-makom. Without Shabbos. Meaning, the fact that we have, he's saying here is that the fact that we have Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, it means that there's an aspect of Shabbos to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what gives Eretz Yisrael its Kedushat ha-makom. It gets its Kedusha also from Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the makor of Kedusha for everything. It's the source of Kedusha for everything. So where does the land get its Kedusha? Where does it get its Kedusha? Eretz Yisrael has to get its Kedusha, he says, from Shabbos. How so? From the Shabbos that is Shemitah. That's what gives Eretz Yisrael its Kedusha. It gives it its capacity for Kedushat HaMakom. Al-Kain, Hikdima HaTorah B'tchila, V'shavta ha'aretz about Lashem. That's why the Torah adds those extra words. They're not extra at all. That the land shall have a Shabbos for God. B'vchinat Shabbat kedushat hazman. Meaning that it has this reality of kedushas hazman of Shabbos. Eretzel has that. Ki hi mekor li kedushat ha'makom shel Yisrael. Meaning the only reason that we have a kedusha hazman, of kedushat ha'makom of Eretzel is because it has a Shabbos. It's the Shabbos that gives it its Kedusha. It's the Shabbos that gives it its capacity for Kedusha. That's why it has to say that first, before it gets into the realities of Shemitah. Because Shemitah gets its significance from the fact that Eretz Yisrael has a Shabbos. So there's also a Shemitah, because there's Kedusha Tamakom. Ki Kedusha Tamakom tluya b'Kedushat Hazman. Because the Kedusha of the Makom is dependent upon the Kedusha of the Zman. Shekol ha-Kedushot nimshachot nimfchinat Shabbat. Because all Kedusha, top of the next page that you don't have, I apologize. The top of Kedusha, it all comes from Shabbos, which is the makor of Kedusha. V'akolu b'chdei sh'yuchlu Yisrael lehagia l'tachlit ha'shleimut shel Kedusha. And the whole goal, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all of this? Why is there the Kedusha in the Zman? Why is the Kedusha in the Makom? So that we as Klal Yisrael can have a shleimus in Kedusha. It's all for us. So that we can have a shleimus in Kedusha. And therefore we can understand that which Rashi says. Why dafka does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mention Har Sinai when giving over the mitzvah of Shemitah? Why isn't it just, and Hashem said to Moshe, keep Shemitah? Why is it Hashem said to Moshe, at Har Sinai, keep Shemitah? Why the emphasis there? Ki behar Sinai. Because at Har Sinai, that's where we learned the meaning and the significance of what it means to have Kiddushat HaMakom. It was the first time in our existence as a nation, not as individuals. It's in our existence as a nation, it was the first time we experienced, we tasted what Kiddushat HaMakom is. On Har Sinai, where it had that Kiddusha, that temporary Kiddusha. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was emphasizing it. You're going to have a Shemitah because you're going to have Kedushat HaMakom. Just like here on Har Sinai, you're going to go away from Har Sinai, and the Kedusha itself is going to go away from Har Sinai. So what are you going to have? You're going to have Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have Shemitah. You're going to have Kedushat HaMakom when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Sheshayach, shetachul Kedusha l'adomein. To learn that it's possible, yes, for Kedusha to dwell even on an inanimate physical object. You pick up a rock, a stone, in Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. How could you have Kedusha in a physical object? How do you have Kedusha in that, to that level in physicality, in space, on the ground? How do you have such a thing? That's the Chiddush of Kedushat HaMakom. That's the Chiddush of Kedusha on a level of space. That yes, it can be, just like on Har Sinai, so too in Eretz Yisrael. It'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and it still is in Eretz Yisrael. Al-Kain. Niskar zot kehakdama l'mitzvat shmita. This was a necessary preface before giving over the mitzvah of shmita. Dikeshem shebehar Sinai hayita kedusha afilu b'domein. Just like at our Sinai, we learned that there could be kedusha even on inanimate objects like a mountain. Kach gam be'eretz yishna kedusha bechinat Shabbat. So too in Eretz Yisrael, there's the bechina of kedusha. There's Shabbos mamish in the land. That's Eretz Yisrael. We're living in a physical Shabbos. To live in Eretz Yisrael is to live in a Shabbos of space. To live in Shabbos all the time. That's what it means to take that in. To breathe that in. To breathe in the air of Eretz Yisrael. Avirah shel Eretz Yisrael machkim. It gives us insight. Why? Because we're breathing in Kedusha, Kadosh air. We take four steps. We take Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. We're walking on holy ground. To internalize that, to make that real. To try to think about that. I remember, and it's. I wish I still was in that place to a certain extent. But you know, you especially in the Shana Aleph years, you feel extremes as you're trying to figure out yourself and your place. I remember the first month when I was in yeshiva, so I went to yeshiva in the Old City. And a couple of weeks in, I was sitting outside of Rabina's office. And I was waiting to talk to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably understood that it would probably have been a bad idea to have this conversation with him. So he sent my way a Shana Bet guy who I happen to have known from before Shana Aleph. He was in Shana Bet. And he looked at me like, there's no way you did something wrong already. Like, it's not possible. Like, what happened? He said, like, why are you sitting outside of Rabina's office? I said, I feel uncomfortable. He said, why? I said, how can I eat? How can I sleep? How can I schmooze? How can I... And I'm sitting in this building, and next to me is Beis HaMikdash, and next to me is Har HaBayit. How do I just go about my life? How do I go down to the Chadar Ochel and eat lunch and schmooze at the table? You look out the window of the Chadar Ochel and you're looking at Har HaBayit. Right? We talked about this in Seder Vav. Like, we talked about how, you know, like, not of an Avihu at Har Sinai. Like, they sat there and, like, ate and drank in front of God. Like, there's a problem with that. And again, for me, like, in an unhealthy and extreme way, but in a good way, it has to be part of you. I felt that. And Baruch Hashem, Shana Bet guy put me in my place. Put me in my place. But on the other hand, we shouldn't forget that. Especially if we're not living next to Har HaBayit. There it's even more extreme, more intense. We're here in Beit Shemesh, which is beautiful and amazing. But we may not even feel that to the same extreme. To remember, to internalize, to reflect upon and to meditate on. A mamish in Kedusha of Eretz. A mamish in a place where the ground is... It's like, it's not a cute idea. Oh, look at the old movies of people used to get off the plane and then would kiss the ground. No. There's Kedusha in the ground. We're walking on, we're living in Kedusha. That we're living in a physical Shabbos Kodesh. To have Hodah for that and Modim. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live it. To deserve it. To live up to it. And to internalize it for every day and kal v'chomer every Shabbos that we have here. To mamish take it in. Last paragraph. V'zeh gam b'chinat divrei ha-mishnah. This is also what it means, an understanding of the line in the Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah misinan. That Moshe received the Torah from Har Sinai, and so much ink has been poured on explaining what does it mean that Moshe are going to receive the Torah from Har Sinai. I should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many Mepharshim, everybody deals with this. Seder. So what does he say? What is he going to say? What Shalom say? Moshe received the Torah from Har Sinai. Dimakshim. Everybody asks. Bazeh. Shayat Zrich Lamar, Moshe kibel Torah me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshua, Yoshua, Lezekanim, Zekanim, Lenevim. Should have received it from HaKadosh Baruch. What does it mean he received it from Har Sinai? Ela Be'ero, what's one layer of explanation here? Dine Be'emet. Eich Misugal Basar Badam. It's beautiful what he's about to say. I like that. He said, how is it possible? How is it possible that a human being, L'kabel Tatzorah Kedoshah, how could a human being, we're flesh and blood, how can we receive the Torah? Where do we get the koach to receive the Torah? I'm nothing, I'm a human being, I'm flesh and blood, I'm a physical body. How do I receive the Torah, Kedosha? What's the answer? Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. What gave him the Kedusha? What gave him the koach to be able to receive the Torah, even though he was a human being? The Kedusha of Har Sinai. Moshe was able to be mekabel the Torah because he was on Har Sinai. Beautiful explanation. Sharei zes, harei Har Sinai, hu domein. He's saying even deeper than that. He's saying, I'm even more metaphorical than that, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu learned it from Har Sinai. How so? Sharei Har Sinai, hu domein. Har Sinai is nothing but a physical object. It's not even a human being. It's just an inanimate physical object. It's a mountain. Ve'af al pichein, and he looked at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Har Sinai. And even though it's just an inanimate object, it's a mountain, even so, chala alav kidusha ve'alav nidna Torah. It could still receive Kedusha, and the Torah could still be given on Har Sinai, even though it's nothing but a physical object. It's just a mountain. V'zoi Perush, and that's what it means when it says, Moshe kibel Torah misinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Har Sinai. Shematza chizuk le'atzim misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, how can I receive the Torah? I'm just a human being. And he looks at Har Sinai. It's not even a human being. It's a nothing. It's a mountain. And it's Kadosh. It's nothing. It's a mountain. And it's getting the Torah. If Har Sinai can be Kadosh, if Har Sinai can be Mekabel the Torah, then I, Moshe Rabbeinu, also, then for sure I can also be Kadosh. I also can receive the Torah. Just because I'm physical doesn't mean that I can't be Kadosh. Doesn't mean that I can't receive the Torah. And he learned that from Har Sinai, which was Kadosh and received the Torah itself. Shekadosh Baruch Hu mekadesh afilu basar v'adam v'chol ha-Torah kadosha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Kedusha even to a physical human being through the Torah. Kemosha Har Sinai Hadomein, just like the inanimate object of Har Sinai. Kevan shenitna alav haTorah nitkadesh. It became Kadosh at Kabbalah's HaTorah. V'al derech te'ita b'Beit Avraham, and this is like the Beis Avraham says, v'shem Arav HaKadosh Miradamsk, ala pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban laHashem, min ha-behima, min ha-bakar, u'min ha-tzom takrivu et korbanchem. He says about the Pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra, that when a person goes and brings a korban from himself to Hashem, he brings it from the animals, from the cows, from the sheep, from any of those things he brings his korban. So how does he understand, how does the Rav Miradamsk understand this Pasuk? She'adam ha-rotze li'karev l'Hashem yiparach, that any Jew who wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yilmad kal v'chomer min ha-behema, should learn on himself a kal v'chomer from an animal. Shima behema pshuta mikadeshet al yedei shebasar vadam omer aleha shetziyeh kedusha. That if an animal, a simple, a nothing, mamish, an animal, can become kadosh by that, sorry, can become kadosh in that a human being just says that it has kedusha. I say this is a korban and it becomes kadosh. This lowly animal becomes kadosh. Hare kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, even more so, kal v'chomer. Shekashir yudi mekabel atzmo kedusha. When a Jew doesn't say, this animal's going to become kadosh. When a Jew says, I want to be kadosh. When I accept on myself kedusha, I demand on myself kedusha, I want myself to be kadosh. I bring kedusha on myself. Ve'omer and says, ani rotze lehitnahe b'kedusha. I want to act with kedusha. V'liyot kodesh la Hashem, and I want to be kadosh to Hashem. Vadai shenia kadosh. Then of course I become kadosh. If I, with my words, can make an animal kadosh, kal vachomer, if I say, I want kedusha, I want to be kadosh, I become kadosh. I can make myself kadosh. V'yal derech zeh, and based on this, Piresh, we can understand Moshe kibal Torah miSinai. The idea that Moshe is receiving the Torah from Har Sinai. Shnasa kal vachomer mikedushat Har Sinai matan Torah. Then he made a kal vachomer from kedusha of Har Sinai and matan Torah. It's an incredibly powerful message, an incredibly powerful thing to internalize. We can create a reality of kedusha. If we demand kedusha for ourselves, we can make ourselves kadosh. The only thing limiting how kadosh I am is me. The only thing can limit the kedusha that I can achieve is me. I choose to act with kedusha. I choose to live in an environment of kedusha. I choose, like we talked about last night, I choose to surround myself with people who are kadosh, and will add to an avirav kedusha. And I demand from God, I demand to be kadosh. And if you want to be kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that kedusha. It's all dependent upon me, upon what I want. And the ultimate goal is to try to bring those three things together. To bring together kedushat ha-makom, kedushat ha-zman, and kedushat ha-nefesh. Halavai, Yimirtz Hashem, for the time that we have, we'll come back, those who are not here now, to Bezat Hashem come, to be in Eretz Yisrael, Makom of Kedusha. And if not, to Dafka emphasize, live in, live and breathe, to be Kadosh myself, especially in the Zmanim of Kedusha, the highest elevation of Kedusha, Shabbos Kodesh, and also the Yamim Tovim, Shavuos is coming up, and also, even less than that, we're in Sefirah Sa'omer. It's a Kedushah and Zman right now in every day of Sefirah Sa'omer. Every day of Sefirah Sa'omer. To engage the Kedushah on the level of Zman, if we're not in Israel, at least the Kedushah level of Zman, Kedushah level of Nefesh, demand Kedushah on myself and Dafka on Shabbos, Dafka on Yom Tov. To live that reality and to bring Kedushah into my life. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. That we should be able to be in Eretz Yisrael as long as we can, and as soon as we can, and for as long as we can while we're here, to be in Kedusha of Makom, to truly be Mekabel. It's going to come automatically, but to be Mekabel, the Kedusha of Zman, the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh. And most importantly, and most personally, to fulfill the reality of Atem Tili Mlachakoim Kodim Begoy Kadosh, to mand the Kedusha for ourselves and to make ourselves Kadosh. There's Rath Hashem, we should live with the Shlemus of Kedusha and fulfill that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us in this world.